Marriage is described as a union between two adults. It is expected to last a lifetime because of the love between couples at the initial stage of marriage. But marriages of the 21st century are losing the real value of that union. Marriages are burdened with numerous scandals which eventually lead to divorce. With the rising rate of divorce in the country, one will ask whether marriage is becoming obsolete. In this feature, Radio Ghana's Linda Goji is looking at the divorce rate in the country and possibly how it can be tackled.
Divorce can be defined as the final termination of marriage. It usually comes when the couples find out that they are incompatible. Statistics from the Legal Aid Office indicate that 790 divorce cases were recorded in 2009, thus rose to 1,016 in 2010. This year, Greater Accra alone has already recorded over 447 divorce cases. The Greater Accra, Ashanti, and the Western regions have been noted as the divorce-prone regions. Almost everybody wants to be close to someone dear to their hearts. Initially, this is intended to last a lifetime, but as the marriage wears on, so does it wear out. Differences that were once glossed over become unsurmountable. The question is, why do marriages fail? What are the basic causes of divorce? Mauli Ajake is with the Legal Aid Office in Accra.
The causes of the divorce currently are misunderstanding between parties. Complainant comes with the reason that my man is not trusting me or I'm also not trusting my man. And also, like, he's picking another woman aside me. He has married somebody else. First, you are married. There's no divorce and you are going to marry another person. And when you go into the case further, you realize that sometimes the character of the parties are not matching. Others also give reasons that they've not studied each other for long. They only fell in love just because the person is nice and other reasons. And when they finish marrying, problems of this nature pops up.
A divorcee who admits that the experience is not a good one advises that people should find solutions to their problems instead of resorting to separation.
If you ask anybody and the person tells you divorce is a good thing, the person must be telling you a lie. It is a very dangerous thing, and I don't recommend it for anybody. The Bible tells us that if you are joined together, you should live till death do you part. But circumstances come about, and according to the same Bible, if you are pushed to a situation where you find that your relationship can no longer sustain you, you call for divorce. I'm not interested in telling you why we divorce, but you wanted to know if divorce is a good thing. Separation of any sort cannot be good because the repercussions are so heavy. You have a broken home, a situation where if you are not with God or if you do not have the capacity to absorb shock, you either die interstate or you go mad. Today, it is the women who are leading divorce. Previously, people would tell you it is the men because of promiscuity or because of alcoholism or because of other things, family interventions and all that. We were married for 15 years. Divorce is not easy anywhere. The procedure, if you are legally married, you have to go through the legal system. And when you go to court for divorce, they prolong the procedure to enable tempers to cool. But if it gets to the worst, and they realize that you are no longer compatible, they grant it. The procedure is not easy at all. It's very cumbersome. When you have a broken home as a result of divorce, you have your children getting scattered. And when your children are scattered...
So are your children scattered now?
That is the experience I'm sharing with you. It becomes very difficult for them to accept the situation. And you know, girls are most of the time vulnerable. And if you do not have relations who will support them, and you do not have that rudimentary discipline in them, for them to know who you are and what you require from them, they go wayward. And if they go wayward, they become a liability to the family. So it is not a pleasant thing at all.
What advice do you have for people or married couples who are on the verge of divorce?
I will quickly tell them that they should forget about divorce, find a way of patching up and continuing with life together the way they met. Always remember the first day you met your sweetheart, and remember the sweet words you shared together. If you have the spirit of covetousness or the spirit of greed overshadowing your love, there's trouble ahead of you. You will never have comfort.
Marriages, especially those of celebrities, are receiving bad publicity. Yet, walking down the aisle is still a very admirable exercise. With all the problems and pain, why do people still want to get married? Perhaps one will get answers from a young and potential couple.
Of course, I'll definitely marry, because as a lady, you have to marry. I have to get children. And in marriage, we have a lot of challenges. And depend on how you handle it. When you commit yourself into your marriage, when there is trust, when there is love, when there is understanding, you can maintain your marriage.
Oh, certainly, I'll be willing to marry. But I believe there are principles governing marriage. And therefore, a man or one has to know the principles and be able to stick to it, though it's not going to be that easy. But it needs hard work, a lot of effort from both partners to make it well. I believe what's happening now, so many people are ignorant of so many things, and people think it's just going to work by magic. But it really needs a lot of hard work and also compromise. The two have to compromise, come to an understanding of what are really of most priority to them, so that they work hard towards that. And I believe in the end, something good is going to come out of it.
Looking at how to solve your marriage problems, some go to the extent of telling their friends, their relatives, and others, and they give them wrong advice and others. So you should sit down. You should know it's your marriage. It's going to, when it works out for you, it's yours. And when it falls, it's yours. It's a lifetime experience. So you have to sit down, think about what you do, what will help your marriage, what you do that is not good, what you do that is affecting your husband. You think about it, or you sit your husband down and talk with him. For my man, I can keep him. Surely I can keep him.
People have had successful marriage and it's working for them. So I believe we, the younger ones, can learn from those successful marriages and those who have divorced, so that we pick one or two things. Certainly, it's my uttermost dream to make it so. And we are praying for God's strength to see us through, to make us more focused and to better our relationship.
The senior pastor of the Grace Assemblies of God Church in Oshaiman, Reverend Moses Yeli, also expresses dismay about the increase in divorce cases. He attributed the spate of breakups to a spiritual breakdown and people's unreadiness to take up responsibilities.
Looking at the divorce rate in the country now, it serves as an indicator of the massive spiritual breakdown that exists everywhere. Marriage is instituted by God, and he has some responsibilities that each and everyone who goes into it has to take up. But it's like when you look at what is happening in our time, people are not ready for any responsibility, and then people also go into marriage because of certain things that are not the right way to enter marriage with. What should motivate you to go into marriage is that love. And when there's love, I think you are able to endure certain things or to face challenges that comes your way in marriage. There's challenge everywhere. But if you don't go into marriage because of love, but maybe material things, money or beauty or whatever, one day they will go away. And as they are gone, then frustration will set in. And a frustrated person can do anything. That's why you have a lot of people coming out from marriages today, and then it's so alarming that you don't even know what is happening. I believe that we have to go back to the Bible, the Word of God, and then enter into marriage because of love, not because of anything. We must be ready for responsibilities. Responsibilities such as Bible says the man must love the wife, and the wife must also submit to the husband, and also respect the husband. So when each party is doing his part in their relationship, I think it will help to prove the marriage. Other than that, it will be very difficult for it to go, because God created it and then he has put out the rules to go by it.
Reverend Moses Yeli also advises authorities responsible for the divorce process to solve problems between married couples rather than going ahead with the divorce.
God hates divorce. Divorce is not the solution to marital challenges. I think we all have a part to play. The church has a part to play. And at times where these marriage issues are taken to, where they have to try as much as they can to resolve the issue, try to pinpoint the faults of people to them and let them accept it in a good faith, than to say if they want to divorce, they will allow them to do. That will not help us as a country.
Can there ever be a society free of divorce? It is believed that marriage is a lifetime union that binds couples together. So everything must be done to make this belief a reality.
Linda Goji files that report.